Hi, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We come to you each week at this time on this good station for a fun get-together with singing, a good story, and something for you to think about. Call a friend right now. Tell them the call letters of this station and invite them to listen, too. Do it now as Mr. Woods and the choir begin the broadcast. Everyone likes a party, especially a birthday party. But how would you feel if you invited a bunch of kids to your party and nobody, absolutely nobody, came? You wouldn't only be disappointed, you'd be deeply hurt, devastated. I know a child that very thing happened to. A missionary family took the good news of salvation to a foreign country. They tried to tell the people about the Lord Jesus Christ, but no one wanted to listen. One of the missionary children had a birthday coming up, so Mother planned a wonderful party and invited all the children in the neighborhood. They would soon get acquainted, they would have lots of fun, and also hear about the Lord Jesus and His way of salvation. So the children made invitations and handed them out. Mother made cake and other goodies and made plans for games and lots of fun. At last the day came. The missionary children waited. The hour came and passed, and no guests arrived. They waited for a long while, but nobody came. No neighborhood children showed up. Not one. The missionary children were disappointed, especially the birthday girl, and Mother was especially sad. They had done so much to welcome the neighborhood children, but it was of no use. No one wanted to come. No one wanted their goodies or friendship. What was wrong? The people they'd come to tell about Jesus were afraid of them and of the God of the Bible. they were afraid to come. The missionary children were disappointed, but think how much more sad the Lord Jesus Christ was to be so rejected. It's something to think about as Mallory comes to play before story time. Lori was dizzy with delight. Mother had promised she could have a summer yard party, and when Mother promised anything, it was sure. Yes, Lori could invite anyone she wanted. They would have games and sandwiches and ice cream and cake and all the good stuff kids like. They would decorate with balloons and streamers and party favors. Lori was only 9 years old, but this would be a party of a lifetime. She was home from the hospital now after many months, and she was almost well. The accident nearly cost her life, but now she could walk by herself without crutches, and her burn scars were healing. This was a milestone. Oh, happy day! Where shall we start? She wondered. Well, Mother smiled, you might start with invitations. No one will come if they aren't invited. Oh, sure, Lori chanted. I'll make them myself. That way they'll be personal. Oh, Mother, this'll be wonderful. Mother smiled, happy to see her little girl doing so well after her accident ordeal. Lori went right to work. She cut out big capital letters, a C, an O, an M, and an E. She pasted each letter in a straight column down the left-hand side of a sheet of brightly colored construction paper. Beside each letter, she printed in her own handwriting the details of the party, the who, the where, when, and why of the party. Making so many invitations took a long time, but at last they were finished, and Lori showed them to Mother. Oh, they're beautiful, Lori. Hurry and give them out. We have a lot of work to do or to prepare for the party. Work it was indeed, but Lori didn't mind. She was looking forward to the big day when the guests would come to celebrate her victory. When the day finally came, the party was better than Lori and the children could have imagined. They had food, cake, and many goodies. There was fun, singing, games, relays, and prizes. Oh, the party was perfect, Mother, just perfect. After the children had politely said thank you and goodbye, Lori sat down to catch her breath. Sometime later, Mother found her still sitting, silent and solemn. What's wrong, Lori? You look a little sad. You should be happy that so many came to be with you today. Oh, I am, Mother, but I'm disappointed that Frankie and Jill and Rob didn't come. I invited them. I gave them their invitations myself. I know they knew about it. Why didn't they come? As the days passed, Lori got her answers. They all made excuses. Frankie went to another party, thinking it would be more fun. Jill had a new playhouse and wanted to get it all set up. Rob was earning money for a new bike. They all felt something else was more important than her party. Well, the party was over now. It was too late. They missed the fun. But Lori missed them, too. Now, our dear Lord Jesus Christ has sent an invitation to you. rich or poor, every color and race. He died on the cross of Calvary to make the way for you to come. His invitation is personal, but every child must decide whether or not to come. He simply says, come. The letters in that word explain the meaning of come. See, Jesus calls you. He knows you're a sinner and have disobeyed God's word and deserve punishment for your sin. Yet he loves you so much that he sacrificed his own life so you could be forgiven. The wages of sin is death, but Christ died for our sins. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he calls you to come to him for salvation. O stands for obey. Obey his command. If mother calls you to supper, you must obey and come to her to receive what she has prepared for you. In the same way, you must obey the Savior's call in order to receive his salvation and the home he has prepared. You must make the move to him. M stands for me. Jesus did not say, come to a church, or come with good works, or come by being good. No, he said, come unto me. He alone can forgive your sin and save your soul. E means eternal life. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Your body may die one day because of the curse of sin, but the real you, your soul, will live forever with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven if you trust him. That will be wonderful. You'll see the Lord and be with him forever. But don't make excuses. Don't miss out on God's salvation. Lori was very disappointed over the children who didn't accept her invitation. And after all Christ has done for you, how sad he would be if you turned away from him. Don't say no to Jesus. Say yes. The question is, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your only Savior? Have you repented of your sin and believed the gospel? Today is the day of salvation. Remember what each letter of the word come stands for, and come to him today. Now God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.